Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Say hello again to my producer, Brendan Thomas.
Hello, Bob. How are we doing this evening?
Doing okay. How are you?
Very, very good. Before I get to the main story I wanted to talk to you tonight, I wanted to talk to your listeners about two quick, very things. Number one, and this is the most important thing for sure, is vote. Vote, 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 vote this Tuesday. It is very, very important.
Can I just add one caveat to that?
Yeah,
you've probably heard me say this on the radio before.
Okay.
Vote if you've been following the issues.
That's right.
And you have convictions. If you're going to go in there and throw it on a dartboard, so to speak, and see where it lands, then do me a favor, stay home. Be
yes.
an informed voter. Yes, it's a right. Yes, it's a privilege. But with that right comes responsibility.
I absolutely agree. Second story I wanted to quickly get into, some celebrities passing away, but none that you would personally know. These are just people that I know for sure grew up with. Aaron Carter passed away at the age of 34. And that one's under investigation for a homicide, possibly. Possibly they found him in his bathtub drowned. And so that's a very, very sad thing.
Oh, that's horrible.
Absolutely. And then there's a rapper by the name of Takeoff. He passed away at the age of 28. He was at his uncle's birthday party and he got shot there, unfortunately. And they're still trying to find the.
It is so hard when we grow up, find people that we want to emulate or we admire their talent. And
yeah.
It's part of life. And then we see them pass away.
And especially such a young age, 28 and 34.
Yeah. I mean, that makes it far sadder.
So let's get into the main topic I wanted to talk about tonight, the NBA, unfortunately. I wish Jim was here tonight so he can help me out with this.
But, now, I followed a little bit of this on the news, but as we chatted before the program, you followed this much more than me.
Oh, yes.
So why don't you provide the details to this story? Because I've only heard a little bit about it, bizarre as it has sounded.
Sure thing. Okay, so we're going to talk about a guy by the name of Kyrie Irving. I wanted to start off with where I first started having issues with Kyrie Irving. Back in 2017, he was one of those flat earth conspiracy theorists. Now, for those who are talking about this and saying like, oh, it doesn't harm anything to believe that the earth is flat, I disagree entirely. I think it's very harmful to our society.
Well, it's harmful to your brain if you're going to believe something like that.
I know. Let me do the next thing then. 2020, he refused to get the vaccine, but he never stated the reason really why.
I don't have a problem that he refused
fine.
To get it. What was his reason though?
He never gave a reason.
Okay.
He just kept saying, I just don't want to take the vaccine. The state of New York said, that's fine, but then you can't play any home games then. So if you're going to be signed to the Brooklyn Nets, which he was at the time, or he still is now, then you could just play away games and that's it. And that's exactly what happened. He never came back till halfway through the season. So technically, he only played a quarter of the season and still got paid the same.
So where are you on this? I don't think they should have made him take the vaccine.
No.
Even if he believes stupid things like flat earth, I'm on his side with the vaccine.
It's his decision. He's just going to hurt his teammates by not doing that and not playing and getting
paid. Maybe they should have found him a flat needle to take the vaccine with.
Right. So just my opinion on the matter, I guess, very quickly. I'm okay with him not taking the vaccine. That's his personal choice. But keep in mind, you got teammates on your team that are going to be very harsh on you. So keep that in mind. But anyways, this offseason, after that whole vaccination situation happened, he wanted to trade from away from the team. He did not want to be on the Brooklyn Nets anymore. He had too many dramas going on with all the teammates, so he asked for a trade. Then at the last second before the regular season started, he decided, no, I want to stay with the Brooklyn Nets. So he signed a deal this year for $37 million. So I want to keep that in mind while we go on into the story. He signed a $37 million contract with this team, and he's causing all this commotion. So now, I'm going to transition the story to Kanye West now, or as he likes to be known as now, as Ye, Y-E, so I don't know what that's all about. He made a tweet because he was having issues with his Adidas contract. He wanted to bring Yeezys over to Adidas, and they were still discussing over contract issues with him, and he was getting frustrated. He tweeted the following tweet. I'm going to DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jewish. Also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda. Now, that is an awful, awful statement to make, obviously.
There's so many layers of untruth in that statement. First of all, I'm disappointed because these last couple of years, there have been things about this guy that I've liked.
Mm-hmm.
Being independent, speaking his mind, not hopping on the bandwagon. I admire those things, but boy, What a load of you-know-what.
I know. But then again, I've never taken Kanye West seriously. He had a couple of other incidences.
Well, when it gets anti-Semitic, you have to start taking it seriously. But, you can't come on later and go, hey, it was a joke.
What really got me started was back in 2017 at a concert. He said to all black people, let's forget about racism. It's going to be in our society forever and ever. You should just deal with it and accept it. I disagree with him on that part.
I think he meant let's move on and quit living in the past, but it sounds like a statement that certainly could have been clarified better.
Absolutely. And then in 2018, he had an interview with TMZ where he also stated that slavery was a choice for black people back then. They could have uprised anytime they wanted to, which...
If
he only
knew
what resources they had back then.
What the world evidence would he have to support that?
So, with all that in mind, with supposedly Jewish people having an agenda and controlling the system, that whole conspiracy...
So, the idea, what's bothering him is he thinks the Adidas company is owned by Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I don't know if they are or not. I know there's a lot of rich Jewish businessmen. I know that people think all rich businessmen are Jewish. Mm-hmm. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that it is owned by Jewish people. So he's coming after all Jewish people because of what? See, I go through this with people when they speak against George Soros. George Soros is Jewish. I can't stand George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Jewish. So why can't he just say I'm having trouble with the Adidas company and leave their ethnicity out of it?
His only reasoning behind it was I was going through a lot of emotions, but therefore I still should have the right to speak my emotions. That's fine.
Oh, you mean this is him now retrospectively just...
Yes, exactly.
So is he regretting the tweet?
No, I don't think so, at least. But then again, I can't tell what Kanye West is doing these days. But going back to Kyrie Irving now, he retweets a trailer to a film that is supposedly anti-Semitic. According to Wikipedia and Rolling Stones, the film promotes black Hebrew true descendants of biblical Israelites. Because one of the ideas shared in the film is that the Jews of today are not actual Jews, and they are culturally appropriated the religious heritage of black people and then covered it up. Critics of the film have said it is full of anti-Semitism, including claims of international Jewish conspiracy, which aims to oppress and defraud black people. The film includes many anti-Semitic tropes, including claims of Jewish power and greed, claims that Jews control the media, and claims that Jewish satanic worship. The film also claims that Jesus was not Jewish and that different races are not equal. The film also uses quotes from the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and Henry Ford's The International Jew, Holocaust denial, attacks on Zionism, and conspiracy theories about the Rothschild family. The film also includes quotes attributed to Adolf Hitler that appear to be fabricated. And another example is the movie falsely attributes a quote to Harold Wallace Rosenthal, a Jewish conspiracy to control the media. The quote is a fabricated interview with Rosenthal in a discredited pamphlet, The Hidden Tyranny.
Folks, I'm Jewish. I have this one little weekly radio show on KCBQ. Do I strike you as somebody who owns the media? I mean, this is ridiculous.
I know. So,
well, this ideology. Now, first of all, when you talk about the Black Hebrew movement, just to distinguish a few things.
Mm-hmm.
There are black people who are Jewish.
Yes.
Judaism is both a religion and a culture and a race.
Mm-hmm.
They did originate in the land of Israel after leaving Egypt
over, and
being
over
released from slavery. Yes. They came into the land that we know as Israel, Judea, and they were conquered and they were scattered around the world. They intermarried in many places and many people converted. So you can have Jews who live in Sweden that are blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and you can have Jews, many of whom went to Ethiopia and intermarried. And you can have black Jews, and the Jews that lived in the Mediterranean area had a tan skin anyway. That is not the same as what the Black Hebrew movement is claiming. They are claiming mm-hmm. that the people designated as the children of Israel in the Bible are not the true children of Israel. When they claim that Jesus wasn't Jewish, what Bible are they reading? He was executed by Pontius Pilate with a sign under him saying, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And even if you don't believe in the New Testament, you can go to the Roman writer Tacitus, who's writing about a man named Jesus who was executed in Judea. What does the word Judea mean? It comes from the tribe of Judah, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. There's nothing biblical about this. I've seen a few verses that they take out of context. They claim that Jesus was black. You know what they used to back that up? A verse in Revelation where John's having a vision, and in this vision, Jesus looks like he's the color bronze. And well, who was John? John was one of their so-called white Jews even writing this, or are they giving authority to him?
Right.
who wrote the book of Deuteronomy, another one they quote from Moses, to say that it doesn't wash is the understatement of 10 centuries.
Right, right. And again, showing off of that whole context situation. I mean, we've seen this kind of thing too with Islamic people also taking specific quotes from the Bible and saying like, oh, well, see, that's supposed to be, what do Islam believe again? I'm trying to.
It's like what I was talking about with Governor Newsom. You can't quote from part of the Bible and then deny the rest of
the whole
Bible.
Context. I'm trying to get.
You're going to go to the Bible. You have to go to the whole Bible.
Exactly.
Entire Bible.
Yes, yes. So we are running out of time, so I might have to do a part two on this story.
Okay.
But let me start off with the part there. NBA never punished Kyrie Irving. Apparently, they stated that he had the right to retweet this if he wanted to. He had no context behind it. He just retweeted a trailer to this movie. That was it. That was the whole context. And there were 8 protesters sitting in the front row wearing shirts about Jewish rights for everyone or for all Jews, basically. I can't remember what the shirt said exactly, but it was protesting against Kyrie. After the game, Kyrie stated the following: "Where are you guys asking those questions when I was a kid learning about the traumatic events of my familial history and what I'm proud to come from? And I'm proud to stand here, and why I am repeating myself, I'm not going to stand down. It has nothing to do with dismissing any other race or group, people. I'm just
Wait, he's claiming that anti-Semitic film has nothing to do with dismissing a race or group?
That's right. I'm just proud
That's
of my...
That's quite an explanation he's giving us. Thanks for clearing that up.
I know. I'm just proud of my heritage and what we've been through, and the fact that this has pinned me against the Jewish community, and I'm here answering questions of whether or not I'm sorry or not about something I didn't create or wasn't something I shared. I'm telling everybody I'm taking responsibility, and that's where I sit." So he's saying, I didn't create the documentary, so why are you yelling at me for it in the first place? And I might
Because he retweeted it, because he apparently stands by it, because he's not apologizing. If he wants to say, you know what, I didn't know what I was retweeting, I have nothing to do with that documentary, it's abominable, fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he's saying that.
No, not yet. But we'll come back to it in a part two. We have ran out of time, unfortunately.
Okay.
But thank you again for this, and I have to pit everyone
always on stimulating news stories that you give us, Brendan.
You.
We'll see you next time.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.